Number 117 from January of 2016, Extra Time. A few weeks ago, we switched from daylight savings time to regular time. I can't say that I really like all this time change business because it gets my body out of its rhythm for a while until I adjust. But I certainly like the fall better than the spring because we gain an hour in the fall. It's not so bad to set the clocks back and be able to sleep an extra hour that night. I started thinking about how great it would be to gain extra time every day or at least every week. Think of how many more fun things we could do if we had more time. Think of how many more days we would feel rested when we get that extra sleep. It sounds like a good idea. But as I thought about this even more, I realized that there really is a way to gain extra time every day for the things that we like. Most of my plan comes down to doing less of the things that we don't like in order to have time for the things that we do like. For example, if we set limits on ourselves, we will have more time. We may be setting unrealistic goals of what we think we can get done and are then harried because we can't get it done, or, worse yet, define ourselves as failures. If we can modify our unrealistic expectations, we won't be rushed and we'll have more time. Another thing that we can do is to delegate tasks to other people. Sometimes we don't like to ask other people for help, but then feel burdened because we are doing all the work by ourselves. When people ask us if they can help, let's say, "Sure, please give me a hand with this," instead of, "No, I can get it." Another way to gain time is to simply eliminate some things that you are doing just because you've always done them. I used to think that I had to mow my lawn every week, but found out that nothing happened if I let it go a few more days. I had more time. A variation of this elimination theme is to become more of a minimalist. Cutting down on some of your possessions and toys will give you more time because sometimes our possessions possess us with their upkeep. You might also trade the tasks you don't like with somebody else. I discovered when I was a boy that my grandmother actually liked to do dishes, so I would trade taking out the trash for doing the dishes with her. There are people out there who actually enjoy stuff that you hate. Let them do it. Michael Altshuler once wrote, quote, "The bad news is time flies. The good news is you're the pilot," unquote. Take control of your life and do the things that are important and the things that you like. Ask the Lord to help. He's willing.